Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 30th of October. We have advanced third quarter GDP data from the United States, as well as Spain, Italy, and Germany. This data will be wrong. It will be wrong because GDP is not keeping up with the structural changes that are taking place in the modern global economy. GDP misses stuff, which means that it will tend to be wrong by being too pessimistic. GDP receives a boost in the United States from population growth, largely from immigration. GDP is depressed in Germany and Italy by the fact that both of these countries have declining populations. In considering economic standards of living, therefore, comparing headline GDP across countries with wildly different demographics is not especially helpful. Ignoring the errors in the data, the general message is one of benign economic growth. The US growth rate, distorted by the frankly unhelpful process of annualizing everything, should be more or less around trend. In Spain, it could be thought of as being perhaps a little above trend. Spain has benefited from the move to spending on having fun. Germany, which tends to focus on exporting goods rather than exporting fun, is expected to demonstrate negative growth. Italy lies between the Spanish and German experiences. All of this is consistent with the general soft economic landing scenario, benign growth. Central banks do not need to be restrictive with economic activity presenting this sort of profile. Given the timing, the question is whether any of this might matter politically in the United States in particular. The numbers will probably matter to the political spin coming out of newsrooms, but it seems very difficult to credit that anyone will actually change their vote on the back of an abstract and generally dodgy data point like the latest GDP print. The economic reality, or rather the economic half-truths of the GDP report, are not going to alter perceptions of the economy in a post-fact world. This is evident in the fact that many US households think themselves worse off than they were 4 years ago. In real spending power terms at least, this is not the case. But perception is what dominates politics. Elsewhere, we have inflation data from various European economies. This is not a complete non-event, but it's not likely to be a significant focus for investors. The idea that inflation is back in its cage, growling at passing bond traders, has become more or less established. We're going to see some energy price distortions creeping into the headlines, perhaps, but this is not enough to start stressing over the general direction of policy, which should continue to match the bigger picture pricing trends of disinflation. The UK government offers the first budget of its term of office, which may get some international attention as a signal of wider trends in finance, fiscal policy, and taxing wealth. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.